life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
So welcome to 1,000 Days. How do you feel?
Thank you. I feel great.
You feel great?
I'm very happy to be here.
We love to see it. Love to see it. So you're a junior.
Yes.
This is year three for you.
This is actually year two for
me. Year two for you? Are you a transfer?
No. Well, Technically I'm a transfer because I lived in Tokyo. I went to college there for about a year.
Sweet.
None of my credits transferred, so I had to completely start all over. Now, I don't know how much you know about me in regards to what I'm studying. Do you know anything?
I know absolutely nothing.
Okay, I'm triple majoring. So I'm doing economics, finance, and global business. Over the summer, to graduate in 4 years for that, I had to do 29 and a half credits.
Daggone.
So that's how I'm a junior. So I have 64 credits. I'm a junior by credit, but this is my second year here, but I still graduate in 4 years. It's a weird little limbo that I'm in, but
that is so crazy.
I'm a junior. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I saw in your journal entry too, like you picked up two minors.
Oh, I've picked up five.
You...
No, that was just recently. That was recently.
So you recently just picked up Asian Studies and International Studies on top of three more minors?
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
So it's those two. I didn't have to do any extra work for those because I'm doing business analytics, international business, and then, of course, the Bible minor.
Yeah.
Now, because of the focuses that I'm going in economics, finance, and global business, that allows me to claim a ton of minors. I think I only have to do like two or three more classes to get all of those. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you want to do with all of that?
So I'd like to do something in regards to international economics because economics is my passion.
Yeah.
That's why I came to Cedarville because they had an incredible economics program. I'd like to do something with that. I have a lot of financial knowledge.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I want that on a piece of paper saying that, hey, I can do something in finance. And global business ties into economics because in itself, I don't feel global business will be able to get me a job that I want.
Yeah.
But paired with economics, that's a little bit different. Once
it's
paired with something like that, then it gets its power.
That's actually so cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I do not have the brain for numbers or for math or anything. So the fact that you're able to do that is literally blows my mind. It's so cool. And I literally have in my notes, I love econ, because that's literally, I was reading your journal entry and I was like, bro loves numbers, bro loves all the things. And so tell us a bit more about yourself along the lines of like life at Cedarville, like just what do you do outside of your love of economics?
Outside of that?
Yeah.
I do a lot, particularly with my roommate, Noah.
Yeah.
We get a lot of dinner together.
Yeah.
And we have a tight-knit friend group of about 5 to 7, I'd say. It fluctuates daily because people come in, people go out. It's just very busy.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of exercising. Recently, my friend Isaiah and I rode to the town over because I don't know if you know, Cedarville has a bike trail.
What?
Yeah, they have a bike trail that goes 21 point something miles. And there's a town about 10 miles out. I think it's South Charleston, something like that.
Yeah.
I get the direction mixed up, so
That's
it's probably
fair.
Something
That's
different.
Fair.
But it's about 10 miles out. We rode there. Had to call a friend to pick us up because I'm from New Mexico.
Okay.
And it gets darker quicker here than
yeah.
I was expecting. So about 7 p.m., it was pitch black outside. We were in another town.
Yeah.
It was not worth riding back.
Bro, that is so cool.
Yeah.
And then I did see on here, I feel like you and I get along because you do a lot of weird things.
Yes.
So I saw that you got the opportunity to sign Carrie Oberbrunner's head.
Yes. So, I just asked him about that because why not?
Was that in creative problem solving?
That was, yeah.
Oh, my
that
gosh. Was. Yes. No, I have had some classes with KO, and he's fantastic. Highly recommend. But this isn't a plug for Carrie Oberbrunner.
He's got to pay for that.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
And then I also saw, because you were, I love this because you invited Dr. White via email to a spaghetti dinner with you and your roommate, Noah.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Sweet.
So basically, have you had creative problem solving?
I have not yet, no.
Okay, so one of the assignments is you have to get rejected for three different things.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing of these, I went into the cybersecurity lab, sat down with one of the professors, and asked him if I could download and play Roblox on one of the computers they have. I knew I was going to get shut down. He took it very seriously.
Oh.
I felt really bad. So afterwards, I kind of explained the assignment to him, and he was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have a good day. But the next thing I did was, of course, email Dr. White. Because here's the thing. No one else was going to do it.
Yeah.
And if he said yes, I have dinner with the president. And if not, it helps my grade.
Yeah.
So it was, I win either way. And here's the thing. I'm pretty sure he would have said yes if he didn't go to his son's, I believe, cross-country meet the day that
goodness.
I put it on. So, you know, it might have worked. I'm not saying to try it, but it might have worked. And then the other thing, I was trying to also add another major.
Yeah.
But that ran into an accreditation issue because you can only do a BA or BS in economics.
Yeah.
And I needed three more classes for the BA.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to kind of toss that on, but I can't because it's an accreditation thing.
Womp womp.
Yeah, very.
Oh my goodness. So you are in creative problem solving with KO and you're doing all of these fun things.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking in my mind is, have you done the rock yet? Have you painted the rock?
Oh, several times.
Several times?
Oh, several different times.
Do you want to admit to what you've painted on the rock?
Oh, I remember last year I was working with Career Services.
Yeah.
And do you remember the little shrink wrap thing they had on there?
Yes.
So I was part of putting that on there. I was actually the one in charge of going out and measuring it, and they wanted the circle. That rock is not a circle.
No.
You're not going to get a good circle on it. And I like what they did this year.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? They just went out, spray painted it, sang very basically when it was.
Yeah.
That was the thing I remember. I remember my friends and I last year were going to paint it for the first time. And we went out on, I can't remember what it was. I think it was Latin American Independence Day.
Yeah.
And I did not want to paint over what they put on the rock because that'd feel really disrespectful. But that's the main thing that stands out to me is doing it for Career Services.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I remember that. That was definitely one of my favorites. I know I have an album on my phone that's just pictures of The Rock.
Oh, okay.
So she's iconic. And then what are you looking forward to this year with all of your classes and everything? And just life-wise, like what are you looking forward to?
Classes-wise, I'm looking forward to, I guess, getting to know the three econ professors that Cedarville has. Because one thing that I personally struggle with is not feeling like I am on my peers' level.
Yeah.
Especially in economics where I'm coming in off of a summer catching up to them.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily feel like I'm on their level, but then I take a step back and say, hey, I'm doing all kinds of other things, so it kind of equals out. But that's something that I look forward to working on is getting up to that level where I feel like I can sit down with, let's say, Felipe and discuss economic theory, discuss what he thinks about, let's say, the Fed, and talk about things like that.
Yeah.
Now, personally, of course, easy Christian answer, I look forward to growing in Christ.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to learn more about Christ and grow. Of course, here to get economics degree, everything on top of that. But my main goal here is to be in that little bubble where I can continuously grow and get my roots deep so I can go back out into the world and represent Christ in a better way.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Community at Cedarville is massive. And I know you've already mentioned your roommate and some of your other friends. How has community really impacted you even this early on in the year?
Oh, man. Just kind of depends on what communities, because there's been a few that I've had a run-in with this year that I'm not necessarily a big fan of, but there's a couple that I've run into that I absolutely adore.
Yeah.
Like there's, oh man, I don't know his name, but there's a Japanese MK on campus, and I enjoyed being able to talk to him the first time I saw him, first thing I asked him was, do you speak any Japanese? In Japanese. And he's like, oh, I speak a little bit. And I was like, oh, you got to practice and learn more.
Oh,
but it's
goodness.
Little community things like that that I enjoy. I also love going to, let's say, the library and just sitting down with people, seeing what everybody's studying and being able to study myself because I'm part of this Cedarville family. And that's what I enjoy about being part of this community.
No, that's amazing, amazing, amazing. So with life at Cedarville, it can be super chaotic. And of course, you're taking a lot of classes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in your journal entry, paragraph 4, we love to see it. that you enjoy reading.
Yes.
And your favorite book is Principle of Economics by Carl Menger.
Yes.
Okay. Do you care to elaborate on why that's your favorite book?
Okay. I had that book recommended to me actually by Dr. Haymond.
Yeah.
And because I sat him down. Well, I didn't sit him down. He was walking by one day and I stood up. And in the class prior, he recommended another book. Mm-hmm. And I asked him what other recommendations he would have. And he's very passionate about economics. Mm-hmm. We had a really nice conversation where he just went through a bunch of different like reasons for why he believes in Austrian economics. And he proposed this book to me. And that stood out to me immediately.
Yeah.
I wrote it down, got it on Amazon that same day, showed up 3 days later.
Yeah.
I started reading through it. It's a very dense book because mm-hmm. it's translated as well.
Yeah.
But I enjoy being able to put together the arguments that are being made because I can see how these arguments are true even today.
Yeah.
Now, this book talks about pretty much where prices come from. Mm-hmm. The prominent idea at the time was the labor theory of value. This is what Karl Marx based a lot of his stuff on.
Yeah.
And going into, let's say, the Communist Manifesto, it becomes very obvious that, hey, he believes the labor inputs are what give something value.
Mm-hmm.
However, Karl Menger says, no, it's the marginal utility you get from the next good that gives it the value. And it's interesting to be able to go into this book and see this economic principle that we have ran with ever since this
yeah.
book. And just do you be able to use that to combat, let's say, oh, why doesn't communism work? Well, because it's based upon, one, the fact that it thinks people aren't inherently evil, and
yeah.
two, he adheres to the labor theory of value, which does not work.
Whoa. I already feel smarter just talking to you. I'm not even going to lie about it. Oh my gosh, I'm at a loss for words. Just give me a minute.
I'm sorry. It's,
no.
I enjoy yapping about it. It's
I'm
one of my favorite things.
I'm excited that you're excited because I know I get excited about things. And so like it's cool to hear other people get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you just blew my mind out of the water. So, I mean, you mentioned Dr. Haymond, and mm-hmm. I also saw in your journal entry that you had mentioned his intermediate microeconomics class.
Yes.
I'm assuming that you are obsessed with that class.
Pretty much.
Pretty
it's my
much.
Second favorite class. My favorite class is public finance. Mm-hmm. A lot of reading. I have that one with Dr. Pinson. I don't know if you've met him.
I have not, no.
He's my advisor, mm-hmm. and he was shocked to hear that that was my favorite class, but we sit down and do a lot of applied reading,
mm-hmm.
which is what I enjoy about it because, you know, my complaint in school has always been, well, when am I ever going to use this?
Yeah.
And I enjoy being able to sit down and use it. Same thing in intern micro. We started
yeah.
using calculus, which I had to take Calc 1 my first semester. I hated that class. I hated calculus. Hate calculus. And it's nice to be able to sit down and use the very basics that we had
yeah.
to learn. But apart from public finance, I would say that intern micro is my second favorite class.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. that's awesome. And I'm really glad that your relationship with professors seems mm-hmm. to be very amazing. And I know a lot of people come to Cedarville for mm-hmm. the intentionality of the professors in that mm-hmm. relationship. And so besides, of course, the economic stuff, have you taken any other classes that you've been able to talk with professors or anything like that?
I took cultural anthropology over the summer. Now,
sweet.
This one stands out to me because I had no idea about any sort of anthropology. No idea what it was about.
Yeah.
And going into this course, I took it with Dr. Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And I have yet to actually meet with her on campus. We said that we should because she was doing a See You Go trip in
yeah.
Tokyo. And we were able to connect immediately like that because I lived there.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that class because we really went into a bunch of different cultures and were able to see, hey, these things that they have in their common beliefs line up with Christianity while these things don't.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to compare and contrast how these different values impact them.
Yeah.
Like, for example, one of the first people groups we did was the Aztecs.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to be able to go into a group that I was familiar with on a surface level
yeah.
and really just go 6 feet under the water and pull out information that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I know I really love anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it's super cool to hear like because you said you lived in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super cool because you kind of have this understanding that like people like me who have never mm-hmm. even gone abroad have. And it's super cool to hear you talk about that and how you are finding love for other cultures mm-hmm. in that way. And then you had mentioned a hot minute ago that you came to Cedarville for the basic Christian answer, air quotes.
Yes.
That you wanted to grow your faith. And how do you see that going through this year playing out, or how do you hope it plays out?
Playing out so far, it's on the educational side.
Yeah.
Because that was one thing that I've seen a big lack of mm-hmm. was, especially in higher education, there's a lack of teaching deeper Bible knowledge. Now, I grew up in a Christian school,
yeah.
and the Bible verses were always taught to us. We were always taught, oh, this is the very basic thing you need to do. Answer this on a test. You get 100, so on and so forth. Go on with your day. We give you your diploma.
Yeah.
I had one teacher in high school. His name was Mr. Paulos. Mr. Paulos was not the typical Bible teacher because he held us at a collegiate level.
Yeah.
He really went into the scriptures. He had to pull the answers out of us. He showed us, hey, you believe this, but you don't know why you believe this.
Wow.
And you really need to work on this. And he instilled a love for apologetics in
yeah.
me. And coming to Cedarville, I wanted to continue that because here I know I'm not just going to get the watered down, very basics. I'm going to get the deep education.
Yeah.
And I've noticed this, especially in New Testament literature, where we delve deep, especially today into John.
Yeah.
And we pull answers out of it that I never saw reading, let's say, John 1,
yeah.
where there are two prerequisites for being saved that were pointed out. And we went through, hey, this is what this means. This is a interpretation of it. What do you think about it? And it's really interesting to be able to go through that. And it's very enriching
yeah.
to be able to go through the knowledge side of the faith instead of just the faith side of the faith.
Yeah. No, it's mm-hmm. awesome. What do you hope comes out of this year, like the end product of all of that, like being poured into about spiritual knowledge and all of that? What do you hope the outcome is?
I hope to be able to continue to share my faith in a way that honors God.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel I can do that is by learning more educationally about Christ. And if I can continue to learn and show others that this is something you can be passionate about and learn more about, then
yeah.
my end goal is complete.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Andrew, it's been great talking to you. And I'm really happy to hear your passions and especially just starting out, seeing how excited you are to be here and how excited you are to just keep learning and growing. And I just think that's amazing. So in 2 weeks,
yes.
we'll be back and we'll have an update.
Yes.
And it'll be a grand old time.
Sounds good.
So I'm excited to see you.
Thank you for asking me very detailed and in-depth questions.
Stop it.
See you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Olivia Price, and edited by Josh Kenev.